Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. We're glad to be with you on the radio broadcast again today, and we're going to be concluding our messages on the subject of healing. We've been talking about healing for some time. We've talked about the fact that healing belongs to us. It's been in the redemption. It is our right according to the righteousness of God that has been given unto us in Jesus Christ. It is part of salvation. And now it is the part of the law, the spirit of life, that has made us free from the law of sin and death, which includes sickness and disease. We've seen that Satan is the author of sickness and disease. It is God's will for us to be healed. The only one who questioned the will of God, Jesus said, I will be thou cleansed, and he was set free and healed. He's the Lord who heals us. He's the one who heals us of all of our diseases. And Jesus is the healer. He will heal you. We have authority over sickness and disease, and we release that authority through speaking in the name of Jesus. Now, the way you receive healing is through your faith. Your faith believes that you receive through some method of receiving from the Lord. And we've talked about different ways that healing's ministered, such as through laying on of hands or anointing with oil, praying the prayer of faith. Sometimes God moves through gifts of healings with instantaneous miracles, praise God. But we know that God is a healer, and he has promised healing for all. As we hear the word, and we believe the word, and we act upon the word, and we thank him for his healing, it releases our faith to bring it to pass. We've talked about the fact that many, many problems in our life are rooted from the inheritance line. The Bible says the iniquities of the fathers are visited upon the children to the third and fourth generation. These are inherited generational iniquity curses. And you start thinking about the problems in your life, that many times you see that the problems you have are rooted in your inheritance line. And I've seen this is so common in the area of cancer, diabetes, high blood pressure, heart problems, arthritis, asthma, allergy, just many, many problems. And we see that these are inherited generational spirits that need to be cast out. God wants you to be liberated and set free. Praise God. We've been talking about healing and deliverance, how they go hand in hand, how Jesus would minister deliverance and healing together in order to see people be set free. He'd cast out his spirits, the spirits with his word, and heal all that were sick. The man who was dumb and blind, he cast the spirit out of him, and he was healed and spake and saw, praise God. The woman with a spirit of infirmity in her back, he loosed her from that spirit of infirmity, laid his hands upon her, and she was healed and made whole. And it's so important that you realize that deliverance and healing go hand in hand. Now, for a Christian, we need deliverance because these spirits of infirmity are lodging in us in our physical body. Remember that we are made of three parts, spirit, soul, and body. Demonic spirits are not in our spirit. That's where God's dwelling. But they are in our physical body, and they have to be cast out. Jesus never cast spirits off of anybody. He cast them out. And this is so important. This is how we've gotten 14 people healed of cancer. We've seen people healed of diabetes. We've seen people healed of tumors and growths and from injuries, from accidents, migraine, headaches. We talked to you and shared many of these testimonies. We saw a man with a burning skin inflammation for 40 years be set free in one session when we cast out the spirits and ministered healing to him. Let's give you some more testimonies, and we're going to be concluding this on healing today by giving you testimonies of what God has done, and what he's done for one, he will do for all. We've seen people with heart problems healed. I've had several that had heart angina that came, and as we ministered to them, they were liberated and set free. We had one particular woman that was actually beginning in the beginning stages of having a stroke, and her husband brought her in the midst of that, and we ministered deliverance to her, and she was set free from that and left without any kind of a pain. Praise God. We've also seen people that have been set free from hearing impairment, people that had a loss of hearing and it was restored back to normal. Also, people that have had eye problems where we've ministered deliverance to them and they've seen their eyesight restored back 20/20, praise God. We've had people that have had bone spurs And as we ministered deliverance to them, and also people that have had corns and different kind of problems on their feet, as we've ministered deliverance to them, warts, people have had warts, ministered deliverance and healing, we've seen these problems be eliminated. We've had several that have been healed of asthma. Asthma is just a network of spirits that are in the bronchial tubes or in the lungs. They need to be cast out. And we had one woman that continually had to be involved on a ventilator. We ministered deliverance to her. In fact, she was so bad off, she was unable to sleep on her stomach. She had to sleep either on her side most of the time so she could breathe okay. We ministered deliverance to her. She was healed and set free and could sleep any way that she wanted. We've seen many people that have a lot of bowel problems. Bowel obstruction, a lot of pain, a lot of problems in the bladder, that this is due to spirits of infirmity. If you have a weak bladder, you need to get those spirits cast out and minister healing, and God will set you free. We've had people that have been healed of herniated discs, people that have had ruptured discs or very severe problems where they've had damage, and we have ministered deliverance to them and helped them to get set free. We've seen many with high blood pressure be liberated from these areas of bondage. We've had also people that have been healed of seizures, praise God. Seizures are demonic spirits that need to be cast out. There was the one in the Bible that had the seizures that were casting them down in the fire. And when Jesus cast out the spirits, the person was liberated and set free. We've also seen people that have had injuries in the past. One particular one comes to mind of a gentleman that had a broken ankle when he was very young. And because of that, spirits of infirmity got into his body and caused that to be a weak area. And from then on, he had continual sprains in his ankle. And as we ministered deliverance and healing to him and cast all the spirits out and ministered healing to those areas, these spirits of infirmity that caused him to have a weakness were eliminated. And he never had, to my knowledge to this point, has never had a sprain. And this has been about 2-3 years or so that he has been healed and set free, praise God. We've also seen people healed of hiatal hernia. Another woman had an esophagus problem for 18 years. That was eliminated. We've seen people healed with back problems, people that have had headaches and so forth, be liberated. God wants you to be healed and set free. I'll tell you, he's a healer, and he will perform his word. Think about the problems in your life. Are they from the inheritance line? Then you definitely need deliverance and healing. Have they come in from accidents or particular situations and you have a residual problem that's continued, such as arthritis? You can be liberated from that. The spirits need to be cast out. Jesus did it. We've got to follow Jesus' way. We can't do things our own way. And remember that he has the understanding of what's really going on. You see, you don't see these spirits, but they're there. And as you cast them out and drive them out and take hold of healing, you will see liberation and victory come forth in your life. Praise God. Hallelujah. We've also seen people with irritable bowel syndrome that have been set free. Several that have had that problem. People that have had carpal tunnel syndrome. And I've even seen some who've had operations, but then the problem returned. It was because of the presence of spirits. Remember, when you have operations for something, praise God for the operation to remove the problem. But that doesn't eliminate it because the spirits are not eliminated. They're still there in the physical body, and they can work to cause another problem to show up. I'll tell you, God wants you to be healed, praise the Lord. One thing we need to realize that deliverance and healing is a process. In most cases, it's not a one-time thing. It is something where you continually minister deliverance till all the spirits are gone, and also that you continually take hold of healing and stand on the word and speak the word and continually thank him until you see the restoration. It is a process in most cases, and we have seen that's why we minister healing and deliverance 5 days a week, 3 hours a day. We do it by appointment with individuals in order to help them be liberated. And as we have continually ministered to people, we have seen the Lord do great things. We've also seen people be set free from physical problems that have been associated from witchcraft curses. Now, this may sound strange to some of you, but if there have been some of you that have been involved in witchcraft in the past, or you have people involved in witchcraft in your inheritance line, and these are causing physical problems in your body. We ministered to someone fairly recently that was having these kind of problems, and as we ministered deliverance from these occult spirits that came in and broke these curses that were over them, and then they were set free and healed. I'll tell you, God is a healer and a deliverer, and he will liberate you. What kind of problems do you have in your life? God will heal you. I want to encourage you to get in the Word of God and look at these scriptures that we have shared. Jesus said, "These signs shall follow them that believe in my name. They'll cast out demons." And it says they'll lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. Those aren't just empty promises. Those are the truth. God performs His Word in our life. What He's done for one, He will do for all. In Matthew 8:16, they used to bring Jesus all the people that were oppressed. It says they brought him to Him, the ones that were possessed with demons, and He cast out the spirits with His Word, and He healed all that were sick. He is a healer. He is a deliverer. You need to rise up and realize that God is a God of mercy, and if you'll come and believe and you take hold of His healing mercy, and with thanksgiving, and come against the enemies, and cast out all those spirits, you will be liberated, and you will be set free. Praise God. Hallelujah. Just reminded of one particular case of cancer that we ministered to, and this person's been healed for and well for about 6 years or so now. This particular person had liver cancer, and as we ministered deliverance to him, he had a high count of in the CEA test, which is a tumor marker test, showing cancer, and he was even beginning to turn kind of yellow, jaundiced, and he couldn't eat, and he was losing weight. And he came to us and we ministered deliverance to him. The restoration of his eating habits, eating desire came back. All that yellowing left and then all the pain left. And this was over a period of time. We worked with him for about a month, continually ministering to him, healing and deliverance until we drove everything out and God healed and restored that. But you know, that wasn't the end result. Even though the next tumor marker test he had came down in normal limits, we still had to keep casting out the spirits, because you've got to drive them all out until they're all gone. If you don't drive them all out, then they'll start working again. And I've seen that happen with people that didn't go through and continually cast every spirit out. If we don't do that, then problems could return. As you receive healing and deliverance and do what the Bible says, God will heal you and set you free. If you have problems and you'd like ministry, we'd be glad to help you. If you'd like to get some teaching information on this, we have tapes on this subject that we can be glad to send you. Give us a call. Our tapes are very inexpensive, $2 a piece, and we would like to get them into your hands so you could hear information. If you'd like this particular ministry, we do it by appointment. Please give me a call, and I will get back with you and make an appointment with you as soon as possible and begin ministering deliverance, and the Lord will perform His Word in your life. God bless you. Have a great day. We'll see you on the next broadcast. As I close today, do you have problems with sickness and disease? If so, know that you can be healed of any sickness or disease. We minister healing and deliverance to people 5 days a week, and we have seen the Lord heal cancer, diabetes, high blood pressure, heart problems, headaches, neck, back, and joint pain, and healing of various physical problems. If you would like to receive personal ministry for healing, please call 268-WORD. That's 268-9673. And now, until I greet you on the next broadcast, may God bless you as you are a hearer and a doer of the Word of God.